Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory and a special guest. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. I have one of my interns for the summer Yay! With me again. I have Haley Gillespie in the studio with me this morning. And Haley was a 4-H'er of ours. She got to actually do this internship the first year it was out.
Oh.
She left me last summer, but I'm so excited she came back and is finishing off the internship here with us this summer. So I'll pass the mic to her and let her introduce herself.
All right. Repeat performance. Welcome, Haley.
Absolutely.
So, former 4-H'er and former intern. So, you've got some of this under your belt already. So, what are you looking forward to this time around?
I just thought the first time around that it was a great opportunity to work with the youth in the area. And I just wanted to progress with my youth development. I've spent a lot of time the past couple summers working with youth, and I've had a lot of fun. And I just thought that this opportunity would better expand my knowledge.
Okay. And for those who haven't been around for a little while, give us a little bit about your 4-H background and some of the things that you miss about it or look back on with a big smile.
Well, I was very active in 4-H back in the day. We were just talking about this, actually. I was a very well-rounded 4-H member. I did a lot of activities inside and outside of the building. And my favorite, though, lies in the livestock side. My family grew up raising sheep and goats, but the sheep is like my passion, and anybody can contest to that. They believe that is very true.
Well, you've just said the magic word for me, because sheep are kind of my passion, because I'm heavily into textile art, spinning, weaving, and all that kind
Absolutely.
Of stuff. If you also drink coffee, I think we can be friends.
Oh, yes. Nothing better than a coffee in the morning.
There you go, or in the evening, or pretty much any time of day.
I agree.
Are you anticipating any challenges? Since you've done the internship before, you have an idea, but knowing how times change, people change, and things like that, are you looking at this with the idea of maybe something's going to be wildly different this time? What are your expectations?
I think I have about the same level of expectations from the beginning. I know that every child is not the same. And I know that you have to be able to adapt quickly and understand where they are coming from to make that connection with them. But I just think that is important to get that one-on-one interaction with the kids so you truly know where they're coming from when a situation arises.
What's the big spark for you for 4-H?
My big spark, I love watching kids be passionate and having the same spark that I did when I was in 4-H. I work with a lot of kids privately, and when I see them have the same passion as I did back in the day, that is what lights up my world.
That really gets you going.
Yes.
Is there a particular program that you're looking forward to this summer, getting kids involved and being a part of yourself?
Not particularly. I think that really any of the programs that we work with the youth is just another opportunity to work hands-on with them. I think any opportunity is a great one.
Fair point. All right. And so this is an internship, which means after this you get to move on to new and interesting things. How do you expect to have 4-H as a part of your life in the future?
I know that I want to stay in the ag industry and continue working with kids in the future. I'm not sure where I will end up down the road, but I know that the things that I've learned through 4-H and everything combined that I've learned over the years will better help me in the future as an employee with my future career.
I think I can attest to that. Like I've mentioned this before, but the 4-H'ers that I know personally are all outstanding individuals. I don't know how much of that is because they are in 4-H, how much of that is just the person themselves, but it all seems to combine into one pretty awesome human being.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Haley, and hopefully we will have a chance to talk to you again.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay. And Jessica, what have you got coming up for us? I know Fair is coming along. Do you have any plugs for us before we go?
I just can't believe June is over. July is here, and we are anticipating and excited, maybe a little anxious to get our fairs going. And hopefully we've maybe had this hot spell here in June, and it will cool off for our fairs. That's wishful thinking. Everybody just say that little prayer tonight.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed, all of that. Yeah.
We will see you at the county fair very soon.
All right. And what's the first night of that?
lives. Oh, you're challenging me here. We've got four of them in my mind. The first one is Franklin County, and it starts, animals come in July, that third week of July. I want to say it's like the 14th, 15th, somewhere around in there. And the fair will kick off that Wednesday night with our sheep and goat show.
And there's probably going to be a long line at the slushy stand. Well, thank you both for coming in today, and we look forward to talking to you again. Jess, I'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.